The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
What I would like to mention briefly tonight is related to the month of Sha'ban and preparations for the month of Ramadan. I'm saying this as someone who is not qualified, not someone who has not and is not really doing this himself, but we have been told to do this. Inshallah, Allah helps myself as well as anyone else that is struggling with this. The month of Sha'ban is an important month. It is a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity to get, if we may call it, a head start. I don't know if I can get this across. I've tried to mention it before a number of times, but I'm not sure if I'm able to get it across. The Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophets of God, they ascended towards Him. They went to Mi'raj. Mi'raj means a time or place or journey of Uruj. Uruj is ascension. They ascended. They went up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the opposite of Nuzul. Uruj is the opposite of Nuzul. Nuzul is to come down, to descend. Uruj is to ascend. The prophets of God, all of them, started at a certain point and they were elevated and they ascended towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout their years, in these months, when inshallah again the month of Dhul-Qa'dah and Dhul-Hajjah come, that's the time that Musa spent the 40 nights with the Lord, that he had an ascension, he had a time after, of course, all the other trials, all the other tests that he was put through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to the status that he became a messenger of God, a rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout their lives, they made progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These prophets that made that progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they didn't have these sins that I do and most people are dealing with, which are obstacles that don't even allow us to begin the process, in a sense. It's baggage that we need to get rid of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. God just does not guide those who are zalim. That on one hand, on the other hand, we just read in Dua Kumar, ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. Amir al-Mu'mineen, God knows what he meant by it, but obviously he didn't have these sins. I don't know what he means by ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. I don't know about you guys, but I'm involved with plenty of dhulm, first and foremost to myself, and of course as an extension of that to those I'm dealing with in various ways. With this dhulm, I can't ascend. That's just very simple. The month of Ramadan that is so great True, there's an opportunity for forgiveness there as well, but there's a greater opportunity for ascension, for a person to get to Laylatul Qadr and to have a different experience. Not necessarily, I don't mean by that a certain feeling that one gets. I mean an experience that causes the actual uruj of a person. Let me explain this. Sometimes we work too hard to get certain feelings, and we need to realize that those feelings mean absolutely nothing, meaning they do not mean we're making any progress. When we're making progress, we can get those feelings. When we're digressing, we can get those feelings. Those feelings do not reveal our progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times we long for and we like those feelings. We love the feeling that makes us break down and cry, which is a good thing to break down and cry. But the feeling that we get, we think that is it. That is ascension. That is mi'raj. Or seeing angels is mi'raj. I want to give this example of a prophet. Prophet Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, ascended to a level of risala through being a shepherd, taking care of sheep. You're not going to get no spiritual feeling in that. You don't see progress if your benchmarks for progress have to do with feelings. This is a very consuming job to be a shepherd, take care of sheep, this mindless creature, as far as we can see, of course, because as the Quran has, the ants, when Sulaiman and his troops were going back, the leader of the ants spoke to his subjects and said, "Get back into your nests. لا يحتمنكم سليمان وجنوده." So that Sulaiman and his army do not neglect you and step over you. Like it sort of alludes to the idea that they don't know what they're doing. They don't understand. We're here without them realizing they're going to step on us and kill us. And it says, فَتَبَسَّمَ Sulaiman smiled and thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that He's given him. Well, they have their minds, but as far as we, in terms of communication, they have their own way of thinking, their own way of living, their own things that they want. And we have our own desires of them. We want them to behave a certain way. And when they don't, it's very frustrating because you can't communicate and get them to understand what I want them to do. Or even if they are, they don't care what we want. They're going to do their own thing. It's very frustrating to deal with a number of animals. It's a flock. A shepherd has to deal with the flock every day for 10 years. This is how he made his progress. Part of it, not entirely, part of it is that when he wanted to go back to Egypt, through this process, he had been purified. Then he saw that fire that no one else saw, and he said, "Well, let me go and check it out and see what it is." When he arrived, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Fakhla'na alayk innaka bilwadi al-muqaddas tuwa," take off those shoes. They have mita in them. They are leather that's not dhabiha. When you're in a sacred place and you're speaking to me, you need to remove that. Inni anallah, I am God speaking to you. That's just, after all of that, it's not about those feelings. Okay, I don't want to go on a tangent here or talk about that. I just wanted to remind, because we keep forgetting. I look at my own experience and we keep forgetting and we keep wanting those feelings and we think that's making progress. No, that doesn't mean we're making progress. We could be making progress and not get those feelings frequently, or perhaps over the course of a long period of time. And we might be getting those feelings and not be making progress. So making progress can be happening without those feelings. those feelings may be there without progress. They are two completely different things. The prophets, they didn't have this baggage. They ascended in these periods of time, in these occasions that God gave them to ascend. We are bogged down, and the best we can do instead of flying is just remove the weights, get ready for flight. And then once we're ready for flight, the month of Ramadan is over. We're like, okay, next year, inshallah. And then we start piling up the baggage again, and we can't fly anymore. We can't ascend. We can't elevate our souls. Let's use the month of Sha'ban, this great month, through the various practices that have been given to us.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali. محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.